The United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator says the lack of law and order in Iraq is hampering efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to the country. The official, Kenzo Oshima, spoke at a Baghdad news conference Friday. UN officials say the lawlessness in Iraq following the fall of Saddam Hussein is raising the possibility of a humanitarian crisis. The UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Kenzo Oshima, visited Baghdad Friday to meet the American Administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, and other officials involved in post-war recovery. Mr. Oshima told a news conference he stressed the need to end a crime wave that threatens UN relief operations.
We are concerned about the security situation. Without adequate security, the delivery of humanitarian assistance will be hampered. So we are really concerned with security, and we are very strongly interested in the restoration of law and order.
Mr. Oshima emphasized that there is not an emergency yet, but the situation could turn bad soon if the crime problem persists.
I think there is no immediate humanitarian crisis or humanitarian disaster. However, I think there are perhaps conditions still visible that could turn situation into a serious crisis, particularly if law and order situation does not improve.
Many UN facilities were ransacked in the chaos that accompanied Saddam Hussein's ouster by US-led coalition forces. And UN officials say food warehouses still need more protection ahead of a planned resumption in the national distribution of food rations next month. On Wednesday, the U.S. military commander in Iraq said he would double the number of military police in Baghdad in an effort to restore order, but the city still will have only about 20% of the number of police officers it had before the fall of Saddam Hussein. Michael Drudge, VOA News, Baghdad.